The VC Show is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, but you must be 21 or older.
The VC Show, let's go, doing the part with Roz. We got the sports on deck for our audience. Whether it's big news, hot topics, updates, straight facts, storytelling, breakdowns, or special guests. VC Show, let's go, it's time to turn it out. The VC Show, let's go.
Welcome to the VC Show, presented by Caesars Sportsbook on Omaha Audio. I'm Vince Carter. Tap it in to preview the NBA All-Star Weekend. Yes, All-Star Weekend is here. We're going to talk about the latest and greatest in hoops, sports, and beyond. You know, Roz is working. She's busy. She's doing what Roz does. So we got to give a shout-out to Roz Thornton Woody always. But, you know, when Roz is not here and I get to tap in a little bit, we talk a little other sports. Don't tell her, even though I know she's going to be watching this. But, yeah, let's get it started. Where do we go? Let's go straight to All-Star Weekend, like I said, is here. I'm interested in to see how All-Star Weekend turns out once again. You always think of iconic moments. I know people are like, yeah, I do too. I think of iconic moments for me, not only just dunk contests, but the All-Star Game, three-point contest. And this year, two of my former – well, there's probably more. It's so many guys in the three-point contest, but first-time participant Kevin Huerter is in the three-point contest, so I want to show him some love. Julius Randle's in the three-point contest, which is interesting to me, but I watched him play a couple of nights ago versus the Hawks, and he wasn't hesitating. I think he was working on that three ball because he was letting it fly. And then there's Buddy Hield, a guy who's been there before, and right now he's my favorite. I think Kevin Huerter will do well once he gets past his nerves. I know Kev, like I do, once he gets past his nerves, he'll be okay. But let's talk about the dunk contest. My guy Shaedon Sharpe from the Portland Trail Blazers pulled out of the dunk contest to focus on the second half of the season. But I really want to know why. I just said he pulled out because he's wanting to focus on the dunk contest. I mean, on the second part of the season, but I really want to know why. Don't we all want to know why? I want to know why. But I respect it as well. We talked last week about the dunk contest, superstars not participating in the dunk contest, and, I would love to see superstars participate in the dunk contest. And I know the way social media is today and how guys think and how they are. They're worried about, you know, legacy, reputation, what could be said if you win. I mean, if you lose, obviously what could happen to you if you win. But, like, you don't know what happens unless you go out there and do your thing. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you want to just earn respect to the people by putting on the show. Show, you know, what you have to offer. But it is what it is, man. Like, it was a dream come true, an opportunity for me. So I hope one day soon we start to see some of the superstars, you know, get back in it. And we have more than four contestants. But I'll get into that shortly. Matt McClung, one of the guys in the dunk contest, G Leaguer, now is a part of the 76ers, was called up. Congratulations to him. He said, I have it here. He said, there's at least two dunks I know that has never been done in any contest, and hopefully he's able to make them. So my reaction to that is I love it. I love it. I love the fact that you're coming with something new, something fresh, something we haven't seen, where people can go back in their yard and try it. As I read that, I was trying to think now, like, what could he do? What hasn't been done? What haven't we seen? I mean, there's dunks out there by non-NBA players that you see on social media doing some crazy stuff. And he has that ability to do some crazy stuff. I've seen his video. I've seen him around. So, yeah, Mac, I've seen you. I know. I got my scouting report on all of these guys. I happened to run into another contestant, and introduce myself. It was my first time meeting him, and I just, gave my 2 cents, and you can see the nervous energy in his reaction. Actually, it was Dominique and I were talking to to Jericho Sims, and you can see the nervous excitement and energy, and then Obi Toppin comes over as well. And we're just kind of just encouraging him, just giving him my thoughts. I know Dominique Dominique is a judge. So for Jericho to have Dominique, not only a 2-time champion, myself a champion, Obi Toppin's been a part of it as a champion. He's getting some advice, and I just think he was just like overwhelmed. It was a cool moment. I wish I obviously had that opportunity for everyone, but I was like, hey man, just go be you, have fun, show the world who you are, what you can do. That's kind of my message to all of these guys outside of, obviously the goal is to win it, but just show the people what you can do. I mean, this is a great opportunity to make a splash on the national stage, because everybody loves All-Star Saturday night. Sundays are cool, don't get me wrong, but everybody's watching Saturday night, particularly the dunk contest. I know I've heard people say it's been watered down, it's not the same. There's people who's been blamed for the dunk contest not being what it was, whoever that may be. Why they do that, I don't know, but I will say this. If I could change the dunk contest, or if I could make adjustments, some adjustments that I would make, I just keep it simple, honestly. I like to go back to the old school, the way it was. Like, you go to how the dunk contest was originated. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I go dunk, it's your turn. Top that. Can you beat that? Outdo me. I think it brings out the competitiveness of it. Yes, everybody's still rooting for each other, blah, 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 whatever. But I feel like it's, we had the wheel, we had time limit, which I hope they never do that again. I'm not really one for endurance dunking. That's what I consider that. Was it a minute, 40 seconds, whatever it was, 40 seconds or a minute is what I'm saying. And you either have, you can make it, make as many dunks as possible, or make a dunk in 40 seconds or whatever. It's too gimmicky. Let's just go roll the ball out there. It's your turn. Ah, boom, I do my dunk. Can you top that? And yes, you're still judged and you still go through the order as you do, but I think that should be the mentality and the approach. And I think you'll get the best out of these players. Put a little more money on the line. I think it's still $25,000, and that's still a nice check, don't get me wrong. But you want to try to lure in some of the best dunkers, athletes, whatever you choose, the superstars that have this ability. You got to try enticing them with a little more money on the line. Obviously, these guys are making crazy money, so $25,000, that's nothing to them these days. Maybe you should bump it up to $750 million. Why not? You're bringing in enough money. You have enough eyeballs on the game. You will definitely get even more money and more eyeballs on the night if you start to lure in some of these guys. And I'm sure they've tried. I know for a fact some years back, the NBA tried to this tactic as far as upping the ante a little bit, $1 million. They threw around some names. I think it was Bron, Kobe, T-Mac. My name was thrown in there, of course, and there's a few other people for $1 million, but. You could get the commitment of everyone to do it. Even I was just like, I'll wait to see what the field does, if everybody would participate. T-Mac, he was going to be one of the hardest outside of LeBron not doing it. Obviously, had never done it, didn't want to do it already, or hasn't participated. Kobe, who has done it, I don't think he would have done it again. T-Mac didn't want to do it. As you guys know, the story of me having to convince him, I mean, going through, man, what I had to go through to get Mac to do it, it was the act of Congress. If you haven't, check out the guys over there, All the Smoke. He was on there. He tells that story. There's some clips floating around now that were pretty darn funny. And it's funny to me because it's all true. And I'm just reliving me convincing T-Mac to be in a dunk contest. And if you go back and look at the dunk contest and the dunks that he did, like, freaking amazing. And it's crazy. And like, just think, those dunks were done by a guy who did not want to be in the contest. Let that sink in, you know? So, but yeah, I think that's what needs to be done. That's one of the things that needs to be done, is just, you know, some convincing. It's, like I say, it's unfortunate, doubling back, that we can't get the guys to do it. But, you know, if I were to pick, a group, well, let me say now, currently, we all know Mac McClung, Jericho Sims, Kenyon Martin Jr., and I think Trey Murphy III are the contestants currently. If I were to pick prior to this, there's guys that I wanted to see, or I would like to see to make up a nice dunk contest. I would have picked Zion, Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, and Shaedon Sharpe. And then I would add that crew that I just named, those other four. So those eight contestants, I think, would make for a fantastic dunk contest. And with that being said, going back to what I would change, I would add more contestants, because I look at, All-Star Weekend. It's great. You want to see the best of the best. So don't sell the game short. Don't sell the contest short for only closing it off to four players. Try to get as many people you can. That's going to bring more eyeballs, and it's going to bring more guys to compete against seeing some of the best dunks and bringing out the best in guys, like we're doing with the three-point contest. How many guys are in there? 9? 12? How many guys do we have in this in the three-point contest? So why can't you do something like that with the dunk contest that's not going to last as long as a three-point contest at the end of the day? For all the shooters out there, and I consider myself a shooter, but it's spoken like a dunker, you know, looking out for the dunk contest just to kind of evolve it and just kind of pump some life back into it. Obviously, it would pump life back into it if you get some of those names, the Ja Morants, the Zion, even Anthony Edwards. You know, I think a guy who has crazy bounce, and I'm sure I'm missing some other guys, Shaedon Sharpe as well. You bring those guys into it, and Shaedon doesn't have that name yet, but we all know what he can do. We all know what Anthony Edwards can do. So I hope once the NBA hears this in the future, and hopefully some of those guys hear this and they're motivated and they're willing to do it, to make it a contest, because we all know, I believe it. I think you guys believe it. It's nothing like the All-Star Weekend. Yes, it's nothing like all of the festivities. Yes, but what takes the cake is Saturday night, the dunk contest. Whether, you know, everybody says it's boring, it's dry, it's watered down, we're still watching to come up with that result. So hopefully we get to see some history and maybe some memorable moments. Now, that's what we're all looking for, is memorable moments, because I know I got my opportunity and I took advantage of it, as you know. So hopefully these guys do the same. So as I think about it, and as I say, cool segue, talking about memorable moments, I always think about my moment, which I said, I took advantage of it. And my mom was on Del Curry and Sonia Curry's podcast some time ago. And everybody's like, they're not together. This was some time ago. And she talked about the dunk contest and seeing it from her eyes. witnessing it from her eyes and seeing me hang up there on the rim, my arm in the rim. And it's always a cool perspective, kind of hearing other people's perspective of what they saw, what they were thinking, and how they felt about it, and watching them talk about it and or replay it in their mind. And it's just funny to hear her say, like, she thought I was going to break my arm. I thought the same thing. And that's what I was kind of going through as I was walking through the pattern, because I didn't really know. I've never done that before. That was my first time doing it. So I'm just trying to figure out what side of the court, how do I want to show or accomplish what I want to accomplish, what I want to accomplish, get out of it. Like, I think that I was thinking that stuff through like that. How would it, when I'm up there, you know, what do I want? How do I want the crowd to react? All these little things is what I was thinking through as I was walking back and forth. Obviously, I was praying to God, please don't let me slip off the rim. If you go back and look, you see I rubbed my arm because I was like, this is probably going to hurt. This is probably not the smartest thing, but I'm here to win it. I'm here to put on the show. I wanted to be in it. This is my time. This is my moment. Let's go for it. And I just obviously trying to be safe as well. So I'll just kind of just rub it off, making sure I wasn't in my mind being too sweaty. Wasn't safe just in case I didn't get high enough. Because there again, guys, I didn't know if I could get up high enough to do so. Now, prior to the dunk contest, I was doing something similar in a layup line in Gary Payton's charity basketball game, coming in to my rookie year, jumping over the rim, putting the ball in, you know, just dropping the ball in. I was doing that. But I didn't know, you know, if I could get up high enough to actually hold on and how high I need to be. I figured that all out in front of millions of people, and thank goodness it worked out, because we easily could have been talking about the other side of this where I didn't get up high enough and I fell down. So I didn't. But nevertheless, it was a dope moment. It was funny to hear my mom say that because she was worried. And I know, shout out to Butch Carter, because that's one of the last things he said to me as T-Mac and I were leaving. He said, have fun. Go put on a show. Don't break anything. So right before it, I was like, I know Butch Carter is going to be pissed if this goes wrong. And I'm sure he's like, what are you doing pushing the envelope? But if you don't push the envelope, you don't know what you can do. And I didn't know I felt comfortable, obviously, because I did the dunk, but I didn't know for a fact if I could pull it off. And God was on my side, right? And I want to add to that, if I had to pick, I don't know if you guys got to see the upper room. We do on NBA Today. I had Dr. J. Well, we were surprised with Dr. J. And the question they asked me was, what would my all-time dunk contest participant, who would my all-time dunk contest participants be? And I said, and I still stick to this, Dr. J, MJ, Dominique. And the originator, the original dunk guy, Dr. J, MJ, who could fly, and Dominique, who had power. And I wanted to I would love to have competed against that group all time. And yes, there's probably a few others that I name. I have a hard time naming guys who are currently playing, like, even though I'm retired. But, you know, if I go with the rules of what I said by changing it, adding more contestants, I would probably add maybe a Zach LaVine and an Aaron Gordon to that group. So, but if we were just talking about four, those three and me, and I would live, I would live for that. And to be in that, I still think I win that. I'd tell those guys to their face, they wouldn't be happy. Knowing those guys like I do, they wouldn't be happy and would try to have a contest probably on an 8.5-9 foot rim. But I like me in that one. I have to because they're great on the court. Let me have that. But yes, that would be great. I think you guys would enjoy that as well. It'd be cool. You guys, you know, once we drop, I want to see you guys tell me, and we'll talk about it on the next show. Tell me who you think will win that contest. MJ, Dr. J, Dominique, or VC? Let me know.
The VC Show, let's go.
The thing about Caesars Sportsbook, it's not just an app. It's your key to a whole empire. Hotels, casinos, restaurants, shows, Caesars Palace. I'm sure you've heard of it. Every bet you place with Caesars Sportsbook brings you closer to perks only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays at iconic destinations, app bonuses, merch, show tickets, and many more Caesars Rewards perks. So get started today. Register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake back as a bet credit.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
All right. Now that we got All-Star Weekend out of the way, let's talk free agency. Let's talk about what's going on. I got a chance to work free agency. We see all the moves, something we talked about. And we're starting to see the buyout market. We're starting to see guys get released. But we're still trying to figure out where Russell Westbrook will land. And when he was traded to Utah, I was like, okay, interesting. Will he stay there? Started hearing whispers about he wouldn't be there. So I got to thinking, all right, where would be the place to him? And we started hearing, obviously, the Clippers and Paul George and one of the Morris brothers, Marcus Morris. We started to hear them talking about and recruit Russell Westbrook, which I think they feel they need a point guard. They need a true point guard. Yes, everybody said, as soon as I say that, what does everybody say? Is he a true point guard? He's a scoring guard, whatever. But they feel like he fits their group. So they're going to go after him. And we're starting to hear rumors that it's more than likely he will not end up there. He will end up somewhere else. What are some of the other landing spots for Russ? We're hearing Miami Heat. We're hearing the Washington Wizards. And, of course, the Clippers. And there's one other. The Chicago Bulls. Which one do I like? Why not go back to the Clippers? I mean, why not go to the Clippers? You know, just to spite them. And I think it'll make for a great L.A. rivalry. I think Russ would be motivated. It's always great as a player when you have guys who are lobbying for you publicly. And Paul George and, like I said, Marcus Morris are doing so. But I also think it's pretty cool that the Wizards are interested in bringing Russ back. Because if we think about this, years ago, the Washington Wizards did right by Russ. They didn't want to trade him, but they had the conversation asking him where he would want to go. And his request was, hey, I'd like to play for the Lakers. And they made that happen. Here we are years later with the opportunity for him to go back. So that could possibly be a nice landing spot for him. Miami Heat. Depending on what's the situation with Kyle Lowry and how they view Russ, meaning the role that they're going to play him in. You bring Russ in to be your backup point guard. What do you do with Gabe Vincent and some of the other guys that you have there? But maybe. And that's kind of the dynamic we have to figure out when you go into these teams. Russ will probably start Washington. Actually, the other three teams, Bulls, Wizards, Clippers. I don't know about the Miami Heat. Remains to be seen. So we got to stay tuned on that. What else is out there interesting? Kevin Love. Let's talk about Kevin Love here. This is interesting to me because it was interesting and a surprise. I mean, I just didn't know. Once we heard that Kevin Love was out of the rotation, I started to think, all right, maybe it's, you know, the time has come and we won't see him play in that uniform again. And here we are, fast forwarding, he's working on his buyout. And I asked you guys for your discussion, and I'd like to see you put that in your comments as well. Where does Kevin Love go from here? I say Lakers. You know, I think he will be a piece, another rebounder, guy who can stretch the floor. Doesn't have to play a lot of minutes. You're just trying to get guys that have the winning mentality for the Lakers to make a push. So I think that would be an option. Maybe Minnesota. Maybe he goes back to Minnesota. That could be an option. I don't know. What other options are out there that can use Kevin Love's skill set? Leader for me would be the Lakers. So that'd be interesting to see what you guys think and to see where he lands. I'm sure something like that will happen soon. Let's transition to some football. I got something to say about football. I watched the Super Bowl. If you remember the last thing I said, I want to see both quarterbacks play well. Let the game decide it on the field. It almost happened. Both quarterbacks did play well. Game was almost decided on the field. How I feel about the call. It's tough. It's ticky-tack-ish for that magnitude. Right call, sure. Was he within the 5 yards? I don't know. You know, that was one of my questions. Was he in within the 5 yards where you could put your hands on? Yes, he admitted grabbing the jersey. But my question was that pass catchable? Was that pass catchable? My only argument is the only question I have. Was that pass catchable? Because if the pass is catchable, okay, I stand down. But I just look at where the ball landed, where he was going. He hadn't picked up top speed yet. Obviously, he was still hand fighting, trying to get loose. Then he's pulled. But I just didn't think the ball was a catchable ball anyway. So on and so forth. Patrick Mahomes wins his second Super Bowl MVP. The Chiefs were freaking amazing in the second half. I thought Jalen Hurts was unreal in the first half. I mean, for the whole game. I mean, 300 plus yards, 3 touchdowns, passing touchdown. Just looked comfortable out there. The moment didn't seem too big for him. It's just that guy, man. Patrick Mahomes did his thing in the second half and just played a flawless second half. And we credit Patrick Mahomes for his wizardry, for his unbelievable play. We credit Andy Reid for being a great coach. But a lot of credit, this is my opinion, does not go to Eric Bieniemy. He's the play caller. He's the OC. He's the play caller that put a flawless game plan together for Patrick Mahomes to execute. So I'm saying he did his part. Patrick Mahomes took it from there. But he put him in the position. He gave him the plays. And I think he should be acknowledged for it. So I just wanted to acknowledge Eric Bieniemy. Sir, you've done a hell of a job. It is criminal. Criminal, you do not have a job right now. Head coaching job, excuse me. And his questions after the Super Bowl, and they had an okay year. They lost to my Bucks. And then we started to question Eric Bieniemy. His job was in jeopardy. What? Did we forget? And then yet he showed us again why he is good at what he does. I found it interesting that he is now interviewing for another job which is not a head coaching job, but another OC somewhere else, the Commanders. It's pretty interesting. And I think, to me, it just says he's showing that he has to show that he it's not just Patrick Mahomes. It's him and his offensive mind that can get the job done to prove that he's worthy of a head coaching job, which is not right. Because we all sit here, I think we all know otherwise. So I'm off my soapbox with that. I wanted to talk about that. Shout out to Eric Bieniemy. Shout out to the Chiefs. Congratulations. Shout out to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Jalen, you are amazing. The Eagles played great. They just lost to a better team, unfortunately. And yeah, that's that. It's enough of football. Now it's time to talk a little golf. You see what I have here? That would be Tiger Woods. Yes, let's talk about Tiger Woods at the Genesis. He's back, everybody. I'm excited about it. I'm excited. As you know, I'm a huge golfer. I'm excited about Tiger Woods being back. You know, we saw him at the PNC, father, son. He didn't walk the course. Obviously, he was driving around. But his swing, his game looked pretty darn good. And we were hoping it was a matter of time before hearing he'd be back. And we got the news. Tiger is back. So I'm definitely interested in seeing how he does. He's playing with some of his guys. So not that Tiger needs to be comfortable around anybody, because usually when people are in his group, they're trying to get themselves together to play with Tiger. But that's two of his guys where he can just go out there, relax, you know, like he's playing around a golf with two of his buddies and see where he is, with his game. So and one thing I love about Tiger, regardless of if he's hurt or not, he said, quote, "I don't enter a tournament unless I think I can win it or compete." And I'm with it. That means he feels good enough. I've played Riviera before, so it's cool to watch it and see all of my bad misses and some of my good shots and makes too, and just watch these guys just crush the course. And I'm interested to see, I'm excited to see what he does. And, hopefully the end of the week on Sunday, we see Tiger break the record. Because if he can somehow pull this off, he breaks the record and he's the winningest golfer of all times, which it would be fitting. And what else can we say about Tiger Woods? Obviously, at his peak in his prime, at his healthiest, he was dominating. And to go through a catastrophic injury like that and to come back, not only to compete. Yes, he's competing, and we always, we tend to forget, I have a lower injury, the ankle, and walking, of course, is a challenge for me. And now he has that lower limb injury, and he's still able to compete. And any everyday golfer, when we don't feel half as good as Tiger is, we don't play, we don't go out there. This man is walking on a course at the highest level competing. So we got to give him some credit and a shout out. So I hope he's able to pull it off, because like LeBron getting to witness history live, I would like to be able to watch Tiger pull that off at some point. Obviously, if it's not this week, hopefully soon. I'm off my soapbox once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your time. The VC Show. Hey, we love you guys. We definitely love hearing your comments. When we drop your comments on some of the topics that we're talking about, that I'm talking about, we read them. Hopefully, we can talk about them the next time we drop. Love you guys. Let's go. VC Show, we out.